Good morning, everyone. Okay, so let's all stand to worship Jesus. I'm quickly going to read from Psalms chapter 63, verses 1 to 4. This is David singing. Okay, you, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. This was David's song. And you know, I always wished I was like David, you know, singing like this from the depths of my heart. And David was able to say this, sing this, because he knew God. Personally, he knew who God was, and he had that deep, intimate relationship with God, and that's how he understood God's love, and his whole being longed for God's presence. How many times do we long for that presence of God, right? And he says, your love is better than life. Just imagine, every day we do things so that we survive. To live, right? Everything we do is to live. And David says, because your love is better than life. God's love is above everything. It covers everything. It surpasses everything. It's just above everything. And that's what we need to understand, acknowledge. And when we know that, the praises just come out. It just overflows. Our heart overflows, right? And he was able to say that because he knew God, and he said, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. David saw God's glory. David knew what God's presence was like. So how many of you are ready to experience God's presence and see God's glory this morning? Voices. Say it loud. Yes, yes, I am here. Yes, I am looking forward to see God's glory. Because when we raise our voices, when we start praising God, God is going to reveal his glory, isn't it? So shall we lift his name on high? Shall we exalt him this morning? Yep.
Well, King of love is my delight. His eyes are fire, his face is light. The first and last, the living one. His name is Jesus. And from his mouth there comes a sound that shakes the earth and splits the ground. And yet his voice is life to me because of Jesus. And I will sing my songs of love, pouring out across the earth. The King has come, the King of love has come. Troubled minds can know his peace, captive hearts can be released. The King has come, the King of love has come.
been singing, King of Kings, right? He is the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. But what does this king do? What did he do? He laid aside everything. He left his kingship. He left the heavenly riches. He left everything that he had. And then he came down to this earth to be born in a very simple way. Not in any kind of an expected way, but totally unexpected way, in a very poor way. Only for us. It's only for us. Only because he loves us so much. I want to read from 1 Peter. You can please be seated, because we're going to break bread now. I feel this is the right time. So I want to read from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 22 to 24. Remember, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Creator, right? He committed no sin. After he came to this earth, he committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threat. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Instead, what did he do? He entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. And by his wounds, you have been healed. Jesus, God made us, created us in his image. And why did he create us in his image? So that we imitate him in everything that we do. And Jesus, even when he suffered the worst in this entire world, he did not say anything. He endured everything. Not only that, but he entrusted himself completely to the Father. He obeyed, and then he entrusted himself completely. I feel this Sunday, I mean, even when we started this year, the prophetic release was that we surrender. We come to God, giving everything that we have to him, right? So just like how Jesus entrusted himself to the Father, let us come to this time where we remember what he had done for us on the cross, and let's entrust everything in him, into his hands. Because without him, we can't do anything. We cannot do anything. We draw every bit of strength from God alone, from Jesus alone. If any one of us is trying to do anything in our own strength, forgive me, but we fail. Yes, we fail. We fail. In God alone, we have success. So I feel there is a great calling right now. God is asking us, whatever it is, whatever. It could be your health or your future or your job, your kids, your parents, anything, your marriage, anything and everything. Just completely entrust him, into his hands, and let God do the work. If there is a change that is required in our hearts, only God can do. And that willingness should be there. Let us all stand up and enter into this presence of God with willingness in our hearts. If we are willing, God is going to do something in our hearts this morning, today, right now, right now. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? He did it for me. He did it for me. If he can do for me, he can do for each one of us who is standing and sitting here. Let's come forward. If you really want something to be done by God, come and stand here. This is powerful. This is going to be powerful. Come forward, stand here, and just open your hands wide open. God is going to work in each one of our hearts. This is a calling. Okay, so let's come forward. And even the person, whoever is distributing or giving the bread and juice, they're going to come here. So take that step of faith. Trust in him that he is going to do that work in our hearts. Okay? I request the ushers to give the bread and juice. And if anyone does not know what I'm talking about, who this Jesus is, why did he even die on the cross? I cannot understand what is going on. If you have those doubts, you can speak to any one of us. We would be rejoicing in explaining all that to you. You can do it after the meeting, okay? And if you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, let the bread and juice pass by. And Yeah, let's look forward to God, you know, doing something. Shall we do that? Rest of us can just, let's all stand up. Even if you're not comfortable coming forward, you can still stand and receive God's work in our hearts.
You know, we cannot change ourselves. All right? What we can do is we can expose ourselves to God's word, God's presence, God's people, God's spirit. And as we humble ourselves and say, Lord, I can't change. I need you to touch my heart and change me. You know, that's, the Bible says that God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And as you come forward here and saying, Lord, I want you to touch my heart. One area, many areas, I want change. Yeah, and the power of God is here. The presence of the Lord is here. And take that step of faith and come and say, Lord, change me, Lord. I'm stuck. And listen, we all have challenges, all right? And we'll pray that the Spirit of God will touch you as we sing this song and bring about that change. Because I can't change you, you can't change you. It's God to come and change. But what we can do is we can humble ourselves. Amen.
You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything. Summer. सामर्थ्य हमें भर दे,
broken and contrite spirit, He will not despise. But when we come in surrender, in humility, and when we say, God, You touch my heart. You know, I've walked this far with You, but I want more. And I can't do it in my own strength. I need You, God. I need Your fire to touch the coals of my heart so that they will blaze bright for You, God. Samarpan, 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 tere liye, samarpan, 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 bas tere samne.
So while we were worshipping, I seen barren land, scorched land, and it was totally cracked, like how the fields are cracked in drought. So I felt the Holy Spirit saying that, you know, reminding us, if we are in a place of dryness, all of us go through that. If we are in a place of dryness, the only one who can quench that thirst is our Heavenly Father. He has given us a helper. He has given us the Holy Spirit, but He has empowered us to use Him. And to seek Him. So don't miss that out, you know. Just seek the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And in keeping with what Nawaz had shared, Isaiah 42 verse 3 came to me, which says, a bruised reed He will not break, and a smoldering wick He will not snuff out. Right? And the promise is here. He says, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness.
Got this word for someone last week, but since we didn't have time, I didn't share. It's coming again. It's from Genesis 39 verse 3. Michelle, could you put the NKJV version? So I feel this for someone who's brokenhearted and you feel you have reached a dead end where nothing seems to be good anymore. I mean, nothing good can happen. That's the place where you are. You feel it's just dead end. Nothing good in any sense. But even December 31st looks like dead end, but it's the beginning of a new year. And Genesis 39 verse 3 NKJV. So it's basically about Joseph. He was abandoned by his own family members, his own brothers, his blood relation. And there is a verse in NKJV, I think it says he was literally naked and he had nothing. Nothing means nothing. No, he was stripped. No family, no relation, no money, nothing. He was naked. And yet God says in this verse that he was a successful man. I mean, God, are you kidding? How can a naked man having no relation, no money, nothing is a successful man? But the verse says that Jehovah was with him. And when Jehovah, the Creator, is with you, even if you're naked, you are prosperous. Amen? This is a verse which says, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. And that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. There is another verse, I don't know which version, but it says he was a successful man. He was naked, but he was successful. You might be in a dead end. You might feel everything is gone. God also, you might feel, is not with you. But if you have put your trust in Jesus, if you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, remember, Jehovah is inside of you. And if he is with you, forget about what has happened in the past. You are into a new season. You're going to have successful life because Jehovah is with you. Amen.
Sorry, I just wanted to, I strongly feel that the Spirit is asking me to share this word. This is from Exodus 17, verse 12. This is a part where, you know, there's a battle between the Israelites and the Amalekites. So when God tells Moses, Moses surrenders to God. What does God say to him? To lift his hands, and as long as he lifts his hands, the Israelites start winning the battle. You know, this is nothing. This is a good illustration or a good example from the history that we need to surrender to God. And when Moses, puts his hands down, when he's tired and weak, that's when the Amalekites overpower the Israelites. So I strongly feel that God is telling us through this verse that we need to surrender to God. In our own strength, we can do nothing. We lose our battles. But in God, when we surrender each and every mountains of ours, then God will definitely take care of that. Amen.